Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard, your host from FanRagSports.com, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're back on a beautiful Monday morning, and we are talking about the NFL Combine. How sweet it is, Trevor. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're being adventurous. We're rooming with Kyle Krabs of NDT Scouting, and it might get a little bit wild, but
King size bed. I'm gonna try to be going to bed, and Kyle's gonna be watching like Murray State online tape.
More than likely, yes. And one king size bed, I think. So we're just gonna, you know, just gonna roll with it,
man. Don't tell people that. Come on, I booked the hotel. I know damn well what kind of bed situation we got going.
That's
on.
That's exactly why we have one king size bed, because you booked the hotel. We talk about running backs and offensive line today because they're kicking off the combine with workouts on Friday. I think they interview Thursday.
Yep. Friday is first day. Friday.
Yeah. I think they'll bench and interview maybe on Thursdays. And then Friday they work out on the field, the part that really gets people, really the main attraction, I think, of the combine. And so we're going to talk about the running back position group and then the offensive line position group. And then we're going to give you our superlatives for best and worst. In the things like the 40-yard dash and the vertical jump and the broad jump and the three-cone short shuttle bench, things of that nature. So first, Trevor, kicking things off with this running back group, it has been a heralded group. There's always a couple guys that don't work out, it seems like, every year, but I don't think we've heard anything. We've heard Saquon Barkley's doing everything he said. I don't know that anybody else has said anything about being limited or anything like that. I know Geis is planning to work out fully, and this is going to be – I mean, this is a running back group that definitely has something to prove, but at the same time, athleticism not totally as vital. I mean, it's always helpful, not totally as vital for running backs as it is for other positions. So it's important for the backs. We've had some disappointing running back workouts actually in the past couple of years where guys weren't as athletic as maybe we thought they would be. I think this group has a chance to kind of change that up, though.
I definitely think, we love the combine, obviously, for the spectacle of it. I've been watching the combine for years and years and years, and getting to go to it last year was a really cool treat and a different way to see the combine. But like the numbers, we all love the certain numbers that players hit. But as the NFL's popularity, and especially the NFL draft's popularity, grows every year, as we're seeing, we get obsessed with these numbers. And I think last year was the first year that I would have truly admitted, like, okay, too much. Like, we are thinking too much about these numbers. Because, like, for example, the one that comes immediately to my mind is Dalvin Cooks.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Dalvin Cooks, just combine in general, was not what people wanted it to be. And then they were like, oh, well, now you got to bring the extra baggage of who he might be or who his friends are into place. And now you're bringing in his injury history, and all of a sudden that gets magnified just because he didn't have the combine numbers he wanted. But then you throw in the tape, and as his former head coach Jimbo Fisher would said, if he's so slow, how come all these fast guys never caught up to him? And so, like, it's a thing like that where we love the combine because it definitely shows athletic potential. And I just had a really good example on the tip of my tongue and I forgot it. I'm just going to blurt out a name at some point randomly in this podcast and you're going to know what I'm talking about. But it's guys who might not, or you're unsure about where they are athletically, and then all of a sudden they show you these incredible numbers and you go, wow, okay, that's the kind of athletic potential that they have in their body. And if they show that, then it's something that you can get creative with. You can get the mind can start turning of what this guy could possibly be with the right coaching, with better technique, getting the most out of athleticism and stuff like that. So running back position, I think it's, the combine's a big deal. It's not as big of a deal for some other positions, but running back,
you got to consider all the factors, always. I mean, it's like the combine, if you test well at the combine, that is always a good thing and it should always help stock. Now, if you take it back to the tape and, that's always the deciding factor, and guy doesn't show any of the things that he showed at the combine on tape, then that's where, you have to start to differentiate a little bit. And that's fine, I think. But it's always great when you have high-end athleticism. It isn't always essential, though, if you don't have it. So it's kind of like you have to just know how to weigh it, I think, is the biggest thing. And for guys like Dalvin Cook, like, you could see on tape that I didn't think that those things were going to hold him back. And it wasn't like he had a horrible combine. He just wasn't elite. It's not like he was out there running 8-second 40s. I mean, he still ran a really good 40. It was more the agilities, I think, that were gave people some concern. But I still think that Cook had some of the best bursts at the position I've probably ever seen. I mean, he was able to go from just kind of like trotting along to full speed in just milliseconds. It was crazy. But this is a new class, and there's tons of talent, tons of players that I know everyone's excited to watch work out and see what kind of numbers they post up. Trev, let me ask you this. If you had to pick one, maybe two running backs from this class that you say have the most to prove, meaning that like there are doubts surrounding what they can do at this level and it's going to be important for their stock to project them out moving forward. It might not just be the testing. Maybe it's the interviews. Maybe it's the medicals. You know, any aspect of this. Maybe it's the weigh-ins for some guys. Which running backs would you pick if you were going to pick one or two that kind of fit that bill as guys that need to prove it?
The two that immediately come to my mind, and the first one that comes to my mind is John Kelly from Tennessee. I like John Kelly a lot. Some of the things that I see on film of him just straight up running through guys, keeping his legs moving, being a power back, having that balance, being able to run through contact, such a big deal because contact is more common than space in the NFL. So you being better against contact is something that definitely stands out to me. I wonder about the straight line speed because I hear a lot of people like talk about John Kelly. Like John Kelly's name is starting to gain some hype in the draft community. I can see it on my timeline. I can see it in articles and rankings, and people are starting to get to this guy's tape after some of the big name guys. And there are things that I know that people really like about him. But some people are thinking like, "Hey, I think I can get John Kelly in the fourth round, and he could be like a feature running back in the NFL." And I like some of the things that John Kelly does. But I wonder if he has the straight line speed. Now, not saying that he won't be able to, not if he comes up and he's slow at the combine, which I'm afraid that he might be, then it's not like I'm saying he won't have a place in the NFL. But if you don't have getaway speed, if you don't have breakaway speed, even short area speed, then you are limited in what you can do. So John Kelly, what he does well would still shine, but I'm worried about his straight line speed. I really am. So his 10-yard split and his 40-yard dash and then the agility drills for me are – I'm going to be watching John Kelly specifically because if his speed checks out, if he runs faster than I thought, then I'm really liking his tape all around. And then the other guy, more of a bigger name guy, I think it is Nick Chubb. And you talked about this last week, having any questions around him. As a guy who, we've all seen the freakish pictures from him in high school, like when, the muscle definition that he had in high school, when he ran track, he did track and field, he did jumps, he did sprints. I'm interested to see how much of that is still obviously there from a natural level after he had that horrific knee injury that he did. What was that, 2 years ago, 3 years
ago? Yeah, 2 years ago now, yeah.
So I think his combine's a big deal because you and I were talking about this when comparing Michelle and Chubb and who might go first and all of this. And Chubb was just – his name was on the spotlight for so long. And I think a big reason is because of how freakishly athletic he was at such a young age. I wonder how much of that is obviously still in there. Now, he's got some great tape and he's shown some moments on tape since the knee injury. And so we know that he's – at least he's okay. He's there, but – I wonder how much of it is all of there. And so I'm really interested to see how he tests in those explosive drills particularly because we know change of direction, acceleration, burst, that's so important for a running back. And so I would have said, before the knee injury, this is a guy who could have been a combine legend. And I don't know at this point. I just don't know. So I want to see what he's able to do in the test.
Yeah, and the medicals are huge for Chubb, too. Yeah, definitely, no question, two really good picks.
Sure, yeah.
I'll go in another direction with my two picks just to be different because I think your two are spot on, but I also think these guys, Kalen Ballage from Arizona State, his whole draft stock is wrapped up in whether he's an elite athlete or not. I mean, that's the whole story for Kalen Ballage, right? I mean,
he's
clearly not a very refined runner. He doesn't have great production. He didn't have a great college career, but there are traits and size that people have been intrigued with for some time now. enough so to get him invited to the Senior Bowl when he really had worse production than a lot of guys who ended up down at the Shrine Game. So he's a guy that hasn't really, he's shown flashes on tape, I would say, the consistency and the technical aspects of running back vision, decisiveness, setting up defenders, you know, setting up blocks, those things he's not really that good at. So is there high-end upside with Kalen Ballage to be able to take him in the mid rounds and feel like this is a guy we could develop, and at the very least, he's going to be an offensive weapon for our team? Because I think he catches the ball well. He's got some interesting moments in route running, but I don't think he's a really explosive route runner, nor do I think he's particularly elusive in the open field. So Ballage is more athlete than football player to me, and I'm kind of settled on that, even if he tests really well. But teams will fall in love if a guy his size, 6'2", 222, 225, whatever he is, if a guy that size tests really, really well, like runs in the 4.4s, tests great in the agilities, jumps out of the gym, you're going to have teams really start talking about him. And he probably locks himself into day two, in my opinion, because I think you'll see teams. Okay. I think you'll see teams take him in that range. I don't have that grade on him, but I think you'll see teams get interested in that range on a guy like Ballage for what he does do well. So I think it's huge for him. The other guy, I think Royce Freeman is big for
him. Yeah, I thought about him too.
A pure zone runner he's listed 235 at some points. I don't think he looks that big, but he doesn't really run with that much power. He's very much a finesse runner. He's very smart. He's a very good vision as a back, which I think means he will have a successful career in the NFL. But there isn't a lot of ability to make people miss or break tackles or run through contact or anything like that as a runner. So can he prove that he can be an athlete? Can he play in space? Can he catch the ball? Can he do some things like that? I think that's going to be huge for a guy like Royce Freeman, is being able to show that not only then, but also in the on-field drills, that he can catch the ball well and do things of that nature. I think that'll be key for him. Okay, let me ask you this, Trev. If you had to pick a sleeper from the running back group, and I know you've seen some of these guys down at the Shrine Game, and you watch a ton of college football as well, so I know you have some guys that you think will pop out eventually, but if you had to pick a sleeper from this group, a guy that's going to come in, have a really great combine, and get some buzz going around his name, maybe a guy that is a little more under the radar, or maybe a guy that's had buzz in the past but doesn't necessarily have a lot right now for whatever reason, who would be your guy to pick out of this running back group?
I'm looking at the list now, and I guess like the name that pops out to me, I'm sure people have heard him because of the Shrine Game and everything, Chase Edmonds from Fordham.
I knew you were gonna pick him.
Yeah, I really liked him at the Shrine Game, at the Shrine practices. I thought he was the best running back there until he got hurt. And he just like tweaked his ankle or something, just wasn't able to kind of finish out the week. But he was good for a small, and I'm looking at some of these other names that I don't know that well. And I just, like, I haven't been able to watch him. So I don't know a lot of these other guys. Edmonds is really the only small, schoolish, or, like, under-the-radar guy, if you will, I guess, that I would name. But I liked him a lot on the field. He was the best running back for either team at the Shrine Week practices. So mm-hmm. I was encouraged by that. I was bummed out when he got hurt. Couldn't see him finish out the week. But, you know, interested to see what he runs, to see what his numbers are, because there are definitely some things to like with him.
I do not think you are alone in that thinking. I think that there are a lot of people intrigued by Edmonds in his game and what he showed on tape. I mean, he showed some great flashes on tape, was banged up a lot this past year, but definitely a talented kid. For me, it's Jordan Wilkins from Mississippi. I have been really intrigued by Jordan Wilkins. 6'1", 217, you know, that kind of back. And I think that he has real speed. I think that he's very fluid football player. His production was a little bit all over the place. He missed the entire 2016 season. He was academically suspended, and it was partially due to an administrative foul up, I believe. So I thought that this season he went over 1,000 yards. He scored 9 times, just 155 carries. So he's a part-time guy. Caught 26 passes for 241 yards, averaged 6.5 yards a carry. I think he really impressed me. And I don't know that he's as refined a runner, and I don't think he runs super physical. But I think that he could project out to be a space player with some good size, and eventually maybe develop him a little bit, and he could be a solid, decent running back as well for a team. So there's really not much buzz around Jordan Wilkins, but when I caught him in live viewings this year, he was a guy that I was really excited about. So I'm pumped to see how he tests, and I hope to get to his film evaluation before the combine rolls around, because I'd like to have a little more idea of what I'm getting in him off just more than just off live viewings. How about offensive line? We move to that side. who do you see as an, and it's always fun to project out which ones of the big uglies are going to run these great 40 yard dashes, you know? Who do you see as guy being a, maybe being a workout warrior, just looking the part on the field, you know, moving really well in the drills? I don't care so much even about the 40. Maybe he does run a great 40, whatever. But I think that for athleticism for offensive linemen, the movements are so unique. It's not necessarily all going to be shown in things that they can do at the combine, like jumps and 40-yard dashes and things like that. To me, the on-field position drills are what's really key for the offensive linemen in this. That's where we saw, remember Eric Flowers with the kick slide?
Yeah,
the big drag a couple years ago. he shot that foot out there, and you know we start to see some technical flaws that get uncovered a little bit when it's not in game setting. So, who are the offensive linemen? And it could be tackle, guard, center, whatever. Do you really look forward to seeing stand out in Indy?
So the first part of that question where you're saying like who do I think is going to be like the workout warrior? I think Brian O'Neill's going to look really fluid just because the guy from Pittsburgh, just because this guy's, he's a former tight end, you know, he was an athlete first and then they threw weight on him and had him become a tackle. So I think that anytime like that's the case, you're getting a guy who's pretty natural in his movements, and a lot of these guys that he's going to be going up against have just been big boys their entire life, and they're not necessarily the greatest movers, especially, you know, when you're asking the old lineman to just jump straight in the air and fight gravity and then run 40 yards nonstop. So, I'm most interested to see how Orlando Brown does from Oklahoma, because this is a guy who is OT1 for a lot of people because of his size, because of kind of the course that he has shown them on his tape. I still think he needs some work, but anytime you have that potential, you're talking about a guy who could possibly play left tackle. And I'm interested again to see his athletic numbers, because if it all kind of checks out where his ceiling is as high as we think it might be, then at that point, it's just a coaching thing. You got to get the right coaches around him. You're going to try and get the most out of his film and his athleticism that you know that he has with his size, then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting that total package. And I think Orlando Brown has the chance to make a lot of money next week, because if he can stand out in that regard, people are going to start talking to him as the top of this O-line class, which we know isn't really solidified at the top outside of obviously Quentin Nelson. So Orlando Brown, I think, has a big chance to make some money.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that at all. Colby Gossett from Appalachian State, he was at the Senior Bowl. To me, I think he's going to be a workout warrior here, and not just in terms of the fact that, you know, not saying that he's bad tape at all. He is good tape, and I think he'll really start to assert himself here. His measurables are going to be really good. He has great length, great size overall. He's a powerful guy. I love the fact that he can explode out of his stance and move like he does on tape for Appalachian State. I think he's going to run good 10s. You're going to see good jumps from him, good 40 from him. I think he's going to have an all-around really good combine. He'll be one of the top guys. And Connor Williams, you know, if he's able to do everything 100%.
Yeah, Connor Williams.
This is his event. You know, he's got to reclaim some of the buzz that once surrounded him. You know, he was a guy that getting a ton of buzz early on. And that really hasn't, you know, it hasn't happened this season. He was hurt some, and when he came back, wasn't the same. Even before the injury, wasn't great. So, you know, to me, when I watched Connor Williams, I just thought this was a guy that needs a lot of technical work. But this aspect of things, I still thought, you know, I never really had many doubts about it. But athleticism is just such a small part of playing tackle. You know, it always helps, like I said, but it really is so much more important for other positions. Athletics, you know, that for tackles, it's more, can you move functionally within what you've been asked to do? Can you reach set points and things like that? Technically, do you know where you're supposed to be and where your feet are supposed to be pointed and how much they're supposed to be staggered and all that kind of stuff matters so much more. I mean, obviously you can't be a dud athlete, which is why it really does matter for Orlando Brown, but those are two guys. How about a sleeper, an offensive line sleeper? I use mine on Gossett. That was going to be my guy. An offensive line sleeper that emerges. I know you saw some guys at the Shrine game that caught your attention. One that you talked to me about a couple times. I don't know if it's him or somebody else maybe, but a guy maybe that you have seen a little bit of and you think could really emerge as an interesting player at the very least. Not necessarily that'll go round one or anything, but as an interesting player at the next level.
Yeah, I'll pick a guy from the Shrine Game, and then I'll pick an extra guy from the Senior Bowl. I might be stealing your guy, I don't know, but Brian Allen from Michigan State, he's a center from the Shrine Week. I liked him a lot. All 3 days, all three practice days, he was just as solid as could be. Now he's a shorter guy. I think he's going to come in like 6'1", which is kind of shorter for a center, but I guess, that's okay if he used his leverage to his advantage. And when you're shorter, it's okay because you have that natural built-in leverage. Certainly you don't have the areas that other taller, bigger guys can cover. But, if you are solid at what you do with recognition and anticipation and looking for work and getting your leverage, then that's okay. And I thought that Brian Allen did a really good job of all of that for Michigan State when he was at the Shrine practices when I got to watch him in person. But then the other guy I was impressed with at the Senior Bowl, Zaux Kappa from Humboldt State. The first day that he was there, I think that he stood out big time. He put Marcus Davenport on his ass like three times that first day. And so he cooled down a little bit after that, but I mean, to be expected. So it was a he was taking out the NFL Network's boy on the first day. You can't all be that on every day. But I'm just interested to see what his athletic potential is, how natural he looks without pads. Just seeing what it's like, because it's sometimes it's hard for small school guys because you don't know the kind of coaching they're getting,
Right.
So if he shows flashes at the Senior Bowl, and then all of a sudden you see, hey man, this kid's a pretty good athlete too, then you're thinking, okay, well, we get some NFL coaches on him, and we're talking about a really, really good prospect. I mean, think about Ali Marpet a couple years ago. So, not saying that Cap is Marpet, but I'm just saying like this is
it's
the
a similar
situation,
situation though, I
right?
think.
This is the situation that it could be in. So those probably be my two guys.
I mean, Marpet was a good athlete, but he was a little bit smaller, correct? I mean, you've seen him. He was a little. I feel like he was a little bit small for the position. Maybe it was length, or I'm looking him up right now.
I don't know. I don't think he is.
Marpet, maybe he isn't.
He's,
Maybe I'm
but maybe
remembering.
I'm just not thinking he is because he plays that well without it.
He's
So,
yeah. I thought
that
that
case.
6'4", 307, arm length a little over 33. That is the 49th percentile for guards. So
Yeah.
not
It's all
like
right.
so he's
So,
about average, yeah. So maybe I was remembering wrong. His hand size was kind of small too. I thought I remembered him being a little stubbier, but I mean, he's not big for the position, but there were concerns maybe about that. But with Kappa, it's more about movement skills. And is he athletic enough to be a pass protecting savant at left tackle, basically, or right tackle? I mean, it doesn't matter where, but wherever he's most comfortable. I think he's got really good technique. I did think speed rushers gave him some issues at times in the Senior Bowl game too and such. So I'm really excited to see how he works out. Brandon Parker is another guy. He was at the Senior Bowl. He's a guy that I think is a pretty good athlete and could get on more people's radar after this game. Austin Corbett from Nevada has some play tackle, has some guard center flexibility. I think he's going to be a center in the NFL. I thought he was the best center in Mobile. I'm excited to see how he works out and does some things because I think both those guys have a chance to help their draft stock out a good bit. Okay, Trev, prediction time. You ready? You need a few
Hope,
seconds to pray
yeah.
about it, because this is where I'm going to take your
What's the
lunch money,
predictions?
man. Predictions: 40-yard dash for the running backs. We'll do the full slate for the offensive line. I mean, do you want to predict three cones and short shuttles? Are we doing this?
No.
Okay, I agree. I think that's a little bit overkill. Running backs that stand out for the 40. We'll skip the 10-yard split. But your top running back for.
Am I allowed to pick the same name twice?
Yes, I think so.
So like are we doing different what which one how, which categories are we doing for running back?
So we're doing 40, vertical jump, broad jump, short shuttle, three
Okay.
cone, bench.
Oh God. Okay.
Yes,
Am
yes.
I
Oh
okay?
God, indeed.
Are
Cry out
we
to the Lord, for I am about to vanquish you.
are we allowed to pick the same name twice? I
Yeah,
say
I
no.
oh wow, we're not.
So like you and I can have the same name, but like I can't pick Saquon Barkley for one event and then Saquon Barkley for another one. Like I have to try to
Okay,
get creative.
I respect that. All right, okay,
Okay.
40-yard dash. So now who gets so I could pick the same name you do. So if you pick Saquon for 40-yard dash, I could pick Saquon for 40-yard dash, but I just can't pick him again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
fair. That's fair.
You
40-yard
go
dash it
first.
is. Oh, so I go first? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, real
I'm
cool.
still looking.
Looking through the list here, man. I think I'm going to go with Nyheim Hines to run the fastest 40. This is tough. There's going to be a lot of good candidates, but I've heard he's running in the 4.3s. He has the former track background. He ran track and was very fast. So he's not the most bursty guy in the 10-yard, but I think once he gets going, now it's 40 a long enough distance. If it was 60, I would definitely take Hines. 40, can he get to top speed fast enough? That's my big question, but I'm going with Nyheim Hines.
I'm going to pick Ronald Jones. See how it goes.
Oh, that's not a bad pick, actually. That's not a bad pick at all. Jones is more explosive, I think, so he'll get to top speed faster. So that helps in the 40.
Go on, Rojo. How about this?
Worst 40-yard
dash. Are you writing this down?
Oh, yeah, I'm writing him down.
Okay, good.
Heck yeah, I have to have it on paper. I'm going to show it to people on the podcast.
Okay. Old takes exposed.
Not sure how. Yeah, old takes exposed. I'm going to drag you with old takes exposed on all of these.
It's fine.
Just kidding. You're probably going to be more right than me. Worst 40-yard dash. And you can't pick worst? A fullback. Oh, worst for sure. We're pulling it out. We're slandering people too on this podcast. We're not just nice guys.
Shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Don't forget there's that second page to click over to. Darrell Williams and Jeff Wilson are on there.
Shoot. So, okay, but we can. Can we double up on a worst then at least? Because I didn't know we were doing best and worst.
Yeah, we can double up on worst. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
You're just going to pick the worst athlete for every category.
I'm going to pick.
There's like three or four guys I haven't seen at all that are probably like either elite athletes or terrible athletes. Like Rock Thomas from Jacksonville State. Have not seen one second of him.
How big is he?
5'11", 193. He's not going to be
that. Nope, so. Can't pick him. I'm going to go with.
He can get up and scoot Ryan Nall NFC area
from
scouts.
Oregon State.
Oh, you're going with Ryan Nall.
Yep.
Why are you going with Ryan Nall, Trevor?
Don't know anything about him.
Wait, do you even know? Do you know anything about him?
Literally nothing.
I'm not even going to say it, but that's not a bad choice.
Is he white?
Yes.
There we go.
He is very. Oh, Ryan Nall, there Trevor. There you go.
I literally did not know that. Sure. I just Googled it.
That's amazing. He picks Ryan Nall.
Racial profiling via the name. I got a knack for this.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going with... This is tough because I have a couple guys. I actually have a couple guys that I think are going to be like horrible. So just picking between them is the hard part. Like, I don't think Josh Adams is going to be fast. I don't think LeVon Coleman is going to be fast. Neither of those guys.
I feel like we can't. All right, keep going.
Oh, I got this. Don't you worry. To me.
But drink some water real quick while you decide.
All right, we're going with Cameron Petway. I just can't see it with him. He's just kind of, I don't know, maybe it's the cowboy collar, but he just doesn't look fast to me.
Okay. All right.
We'll skip 10 yards. Okay. Vertical hops.
We probably can't do worst for all of them. Like, I'm cool with doing worst for the 40.
Worst for 40, worst for bench, and worst for that. Just worst for 40 and bench.
Okay, I'm down with that. All right.
Here we go. What's next? Vertical jumps. Who's got hops? You got to use Saquon at some point.
I know.
It's a matter. Now it becomes a game because you have to pick Saquon.
I know. I'm
for
trying to
best.
Be strategic with it, dude.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to go with Nick Chubb. Vertical.
Wow. Nick Chubb.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I did not
Nick
see
Chubb
that coming.
Nick Chubb for the vert.
Nick Chubb for the vert. I'm going with. I'm going with Kalen Ballage for the vert.
Oh, man, that was my second choice.
Yes. Dang it. Okay, broad jump.
Barkley.
Lower body explosiveness.
Dang Barkley.
It. Agreed. Yeah, it's got, I don't know how. If he doesn't take that, I'm going to be upset. Short shuttle, 20-yard shuttling.
You going first on this one?
So I see how it is. You take first back-to-back categories, then you're not sure, and so you, okay, real cool.
I'm glad that you understand how this works.
Ito Smith won't be here. Michelle's going to have a good one.
Oh.
Man, this is...
Wait, is this short shuttle or three cone? Which one is this?
This is short shuttle.
Okay.
All right, I'm going Ronald Jones.
Man, who am I going to pick? I'm going Justin Jackson. We're going sleeper.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Now, three cone, I get to pick because you picked first two in a row, right?
Fine.
Sony Michel.
Yeah. Shoot.
No faith in your boy Mark Walton?
Can you hold on? I was literally going to pick Michel or Walton.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, I read your mind. Akram Wadley's a good one, too. He's a little shifty, dude. Hines could be good in this one. Jarvion Franklin, your Western Michigan guy. I know you think Western Michigan are the national champs.
Nah, give me Mark Walton. I got to rep my boy.
Mark Walton.
Now you got to go first on the bench, right?
No, you do. Because I picked first for the last two. Wait, who'd you say for short shuttle again? Justin Jackson.
Yeah, Justin Jackson.
All right. You're going with some
sleepers. Bench, Dimitri Flowers.
Can you pick fullbacks? I was ignoring
fullbacks. He's listed as a running back. Look at it. Look at it. Look at the list. Look at it.
He is listed as a running back. I don't know why.
You're not allowed to pick him now because you doubted. That's how it goes.
Dimitri Flowers is your choice. My choice is... somebody that's short-armed and powerful. I already used Cameron Petway. I used him for the negatives. That's my dude, Cameron Petway, little body builder. Right. How about worst bench? I know exactly who I'm picking, and I get to pick first. Akram Wadley.
Yeah,
little shrimpy dude.
Is
Danelle Pumphrey in this class?
Is Philip Lindsay here?
No, he's not. He got snubbed. That would have been a good choice.
That would have been a really good choice. Yeah.
Ronald Jones might be. You haven't used him yet.
Used him for the negative. Yeah,
he's not going to put up much. That Rock Thomas guy. We don't know what to expect from him.
All right, I'm gonna pick Rock Thomas just so he can listen to this podcast, be motivated, and then do well. And then I'll say you're welcome.
He's gonna slay it. Jeff Wilson from North Texas, probably a freak athlete. We didn't pick him for anything, and I've never heard of him. He's probably going to just slaughter the combine in every category.
Probably.
I can't wait for Jeff Wilson just to destroy
us. We got to get him on the pod if he does.
Oh, we definitely are, for sure. Offensive line. Okay, so we're not doing the agilities for these ones. We'll just do the 40. You want to do the jumps? The vert, maybe? The vert? Should we give him the vert?
Yeah, let's do the 40, the jumps, and then the bench.
Okay, here we go. Offensive line, 40-yard dash. You get to pick first.
See, you know these guys better than I do, and that's just not fair.
Well, it's fair. It's just called work.
Wow.
What?
You know?
Wow. That was mean. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong, though. I guess I'll pick Brian O'Neal.
Okay, Brian O'Neal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with Colby Gassett. That's my dude.
Okay.
I just think I'm going with him. How about worst 40? Should I pick this one first? Worst 40. Will Hernandez at 343 pounds or whatever?
I'm just going to pick Will Hernandez, so that's my
pick.
I don't know
if he'll be the worst. Is Hernandez your pick?
Is my pick.
Okay. I'll put Hernandez in for you, but I've got a maul for a second. Hang on. This is really important to me to get this one right. I've got a reputation uphold. Skylar Phillips is going to be super slow. Why do you laugh?
You're just not. You're just about to give us a dissertation on slow fat guys.
Orlando Brown's going to be up there. Boo, boo, boo. Oh, man. There's a tempting pick in here. I might have my pick. Standing by. Oh, wow. I can't deny.
We're waiting.
Joe Noteboom's the guy. I can, man.
Oh,
just,
shoot. That's a good pick.
Yeah. I just.
God, that's a good pick.
Yeah, I know. I'm the best. Vertical jump. Best and worst.
Connor Williams, best.
Okay. All right. Wait. Didn't I get to. Don't I get to pick this one first?
Not too late.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
We can repeat, so you can pick Connor Williams.
No,
I just didn't let you, I just true. Didn't let you pick Dimitri Flowers because you doubted him, and I won't stand for it.
That well, I did doubt him. I still doubt him. Brian O'Neill, I'm picking for the vert.
Okay.
Well, how about worst right. vert?
We doing worst vert?
Oh yeah.
I mean, like mine would be Orlando Brown.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. Mine is Taylor Hearn from Clemson.
Okay.
He is a big boy that doesn't move well. I almost wanted to pick him for the 40, actually. All right, bench, best and worst. Best. Oh, wait, I get to pick best first, right? Oh, yeah, for sure I do. Quentin Nelson.
Well, I'm picking Quentin Nelson, too, so that's...
okay, no, I see how it is.
I'm going to pick Brian Allen.
Oh, is Brian Allen up there like that?
I have no idea, but he's short.
Yep, short arms, powerful builds. Brian Allen, okay. Worst bench? Oh, Brandon Parker's got to be up there, right? Long and gangly. What's KC McDermott look like? You saw him.
Big white guy.
Good description, as opposed to all these other offensive linemen. Well done. No, Desmond Harrison's my pick. Was it Desmond Harrison like 275? And then his agent came out and said he had the flu. He said he was like 310 pounds and he got the flu and fell to 275. He weighed in at 275. I was like, get this out of here. He's going to be worst bench for me. What about you?
I'm going to go with Noteboom here for the bench.
Okay, Joe. Joe Noteboom. Joe Noteboom's catching some big-time slander. Not only is he slow, he's also weak. We are not Joe Noteboom fans. He did not impress us in Mobile, as you can tell.
Yeah. Is that it?
All right, that's it. We're wrapping it up. We got tomorrow. What are we on tomorrow? Tight ends, wide receivers? No? Yes?
Tight ends, wide receivers, and quarterbacks.
Okay, wait. We can't do all those. We're going to have to talk about this. Ooh, that's a lot to do in one day.
No, we just know. We previewed the combine today. So, like, we don't have to do that tomorrow.
All right. We'll just jump right into it. Here we go.
We just jump right into it. Kind of like a best and worst. We talked about the class a little bit. Give the best and worst. No?
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Keep it locked right here. Locked On NFL Draft.